repeal it.
However, if the time still exists and they want to repeal it, you must be greater b'chochma b'minyan. That's what the Meiri reads here in this Gemara. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Ma'amrim writes not that way. The Rambam writes that even if you have the tam that has been nullified, the Rambam writes you still need to have to be greater in Chochma Ubiminyan, Beferish. That's what the Rambam writes. And the Ravid asks on the Rambam from our Gemara by Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, you know, the Takana Kedei Lahatir Shvaki Yushalayim. So it seems from this Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai wasn't greater b'chochma b'minyan. So the Ravid says it's against the Gemara. So the Kesef Mishnah says Itaka was greater b'chochma b'minyan. That's what the Kesef Mishnah writes. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was greater b'chochma b'minyan. It's greater in Torah at least. And I guess you have to say the Ravid and the Mishnah in Eduyo says that minyan could be one of two things. Could be convention, how many chachamim, or could be age. So maybe the vort is he was older too as well. But that's what the Kesef Mishnah writes. And the Lechem Mishnah has a different shot for the Rambam. The Lechem Mishnah writes that he was not as great b'chachma minyan. However, there's a Mishnah in Maaser Sheni that says that they already had made a takana to repeal that takana. When there was a ribuy of peiris, they allowed pinyan samach l'choma. So it could be that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was just an offshoot of that, and therefore was kind of like outgrowth of that, so it wasn't a problem because he was building off that. So they were already b'chochma b'minyan, and therefore what? Therefore it was okay, even though he was himself not greater b'chochma b'minyan. So that's the two mahalchim, the Kesef Mishnah, Lechem Mishnah, the Frem for the Rambam against the Ravid. And Tosis here on the bottom quotes 2 days as to whether you have a takana when the takana was placed l'zman, and then that zman passes, do you need a formal heter? So Tosus points out that there are those that want to say yes, al pidin, that even though the zman has passed, you need a formal matter. And then Tosus rejects that and says no. He says if the zman passes, it's totally okay. There's no formal matter. What do you do with our Gemara about Eibishter? So he says that the truth is the Isser of being with one's wives, L'chura would last even after Kabbalah Satayr. They had to prepare 3 days before, but that Isser would last. In fact, the Meiri says a very nice Hesber. He says, for before we got the Torah, we had to be Meichen. How much more so when you have the Torah, there should be maybe a Havamina, there should be an Isser Prisha. There was an Isser Prisha until the Eibishter mattered it. And if you look in the Shita Megubetzes here, the Shita Megubetzes says right here on the spot that there's the psukim are not about Talia. And there's the din of Al Isha wasn't totally on the din of the Kabbalah Satira. He says you read the phrase, you can read the two phrases differently in the Chumash, and therefore the Isser Prisha would last, very possibly would last. That's why Taki need a formal heter. So this Gemara had nothing to do with Zman. Kedin Zak completely. And say it had nothing to do with Zman at all. It's interesting that we talk about Tam, as we've mentioned with the Ram Ravid, and it's interesting that the Mechaber Paskins, Mechaber writes in Yordea and Kuftet Zion by Mayim Megulim. He says, we don't have a din of Mayim Megulim anymore because snakes aren't common. So the Taz asks there, the Taz is Masber because, it doesn't ask, the Taz is Masber because the Tam is Batal. So if the Tam is Batal, so therefore the whole Takana, we don't have to be worried about, you don't have to worry about Tzarech Minyan Lachar Latiro, you don't have to worry about Gedol B'Chachma B'Minyan, you don't have to worry about it at all, none whatsoever. So the Prima Gadim says to you, what do you do with our Gemara? The Rosh Yosef here, and this on Beah right here, asks Akash on the Taz, you see you need a formal Heter. So it could be the Taz says a little bit later in that simon in Sifkat and Vav, the Taz is Masbri, says like this. He says the whole vort of the Tam being Batal is, it's clear to everyone, if it's clear to everyone that the Tam is Batal, then you're not afraid that when in fact the Isser might arise again, because the time might arise, that people are going to be what? Our people are going to be choshish about it. That's what he wants to say, halacha l'maaseh. He wants to say that, and it makes a lot of sense. If you look in the Rosh Yosef, I think you could say the following, that when things are a sakana, and there's the time has been nullified, then if that reason arises again, then people are going to be knowing it. But if it's Alts Isser, and people are, if the time has been buckled and people don't do it, and then it arises again, people are knowing already to be matter it. So when it arises again, people aren't going to do it. It's kind of like the opposite of the Gemara Nechulin, it's Chamirta Sakanta Misura. Here it turns out to be a Kula. When you have a Takana which has a time that's based on Sakana, when that time has been nullified, then it's Mutter. If the danger will ever arise, I'm not worried about it. People are going to do it because they're not afraid they're going to get hurt. People are going to do it. People are scared. But when it's Alts Isser, and the time has been nullified and the Melid becomes Mutter, that's not good enough of a reason, because the truth of the matter is people are marginal in the reason of Hatter, and even if the reason comes about again that they should assert, people are going to say, oh, it's okay. So it comes out, maybe, Lamaisa, you could differentiate between something that was based on a sakana and something that's based on Isser, Lagabi this din, if the time, in fact, is, if the time is part of the fabric of the takana. That's, in fact, what Tosfos says later in the Masechta on Daf Lamed. There's a famous takana, you're not allowed to clap and dance on Yom Tov. Rashi says, Shem Yisaki and Klishir. So Tosfos says, Mi'ul l'didon, it's mutter b'yemein. Because b'yemein l'maisa, it was, you know, in their days, they knew how to make a klishir, they knew how to make a guitar. But nowadays, no one's bekim, so it's mutter. So all the Gedol HaKharim ask, what do you mean? Sarach min nachalatiro. Even if it's Buffalo time, so what? You still need a Sarach min nachalatiro, according to the Meiri. So if you say shot, it's hard to differentiate when to know and when not to know. But if perhaps the time was part of the clause of the gzeira, of the takana, and that's the way they made it, that was part of the fabric, it could very well be that when it's not shayich, you know, it's not going to be a problem. Maybe that's how you could frame for Tosfos. In the same vein that we just said over from the Taz and the Rosh Yosef, it's so well known. See, the concern is a public policy. When the takana becomes nullified, if the reason ever comes about again, will people be knowing it? And so it could be maybe this was so famous, it's kind of like sakana maybe. If people became talented in making guitars, then it wouldn't be a concern, they'd read Aseret. But it became so famous. So maybe that's how you could save shot in the Tosfos on Daf Lamed, perhaps. Nonetheless, what this is based on is as follows. You have a tremendous chiddush here about Bezin repealing a takana. And the Gemara says in Megillah on Daf Hamid Beis that Rabbeinu HaKadosh wanted to get rid of Tisha B'Av. Bikei Shlach or Tisha B'Av. Lohod lo chacham. The Gemara has two lashonos. And the first lashon is he wanted to get rid of Tisha B'Av completely. Second lashon in the Gemara was Tisha B'Av Shchalios B'Shabbos. And it was went on to Sunday. So he said, okay, don't do it at all. But according to the first version, Rebbe wanted to get rid of Tisha B'Av completely. So Tosfos is very bothered by that. How is it possible? It's against the din of Gedola B'Chachma Minyan. How could he repeal such a takana? Number two, he says, anyone eats and drinks on Tisha B'Av is Enaroa B'Nacham B'Shalayim. So those are Tosfos' two kashas. Now on the side of the page in Megillah on Hamid Beis, if you take a look, the Gemara, the I don't know if it's the Magia, whatever it is over there, he wants to point out that it wasn't really a Kira. Rebbe wanted to change the date. Rebbe wanted to change the date. Okay. So that's the Gemara says, and Rebbe Yochanan wanted to change Tisha B'Av from the 9th to the 10th. So if he would have been there, because most of the burning was on the 10th. So that's one shot in the Tosfos. That's very difficult. Because the Ritva says in Megillah and Hamid Beis, the Gemara says on Beis and Manaf, when they're pilpling about which calendaric date's good for Megillah, changing it from the 15th, the 14th, to 13th, 12th, 11th is a problem of our topic. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Gadol B'Chachma B'Minyan. So you see changing calendaric date is a Megillah. That's a very, very difficult answer. Then the side also points out that maybe Lamaisa, he wanted to make Tisha B'Av not 24 hours, he wanted to make it 12. That Lechur also is an Akira.
That lechura is also nakira. And he points out on the side that it could very well be that if there was in previous years in history, if there was a minority shita that was strong enough, it's not a problem to be ochre because you're relying on the shita shichida that was pushed away. So lemaisa, the two terutz of Taisus and Megillah are very, very difficult. To say that Rebbe had no problem with akira because he wanted to change calendar and date, the Gemara lechura Ritva says, he says a lashon, v'loiradati l'sof daitam. The Ritva says in Megillah. And plus the fact you want to minimize it in 12 hours, that's lechura also an akira. Why is that not an akira? So I once saw a mahal, a very beautiful mahal from Ajulti to answer up this Taisus in Or HaChaim in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. He wanted to say like this. He wanted to say, based on the Rambam, and we can build up this Rambam. The Rambam there in Perek Beis, in Hilchos Mamre, Melech Aleph of Beis, quotes Yerushalmi, and I heard Rav Shechter Shlita to be Masbid the Rambam like this. Basically, the Rambam develops the following theory, that this topic that we're learning, that you need Tzarech Minin Lachal Atiro, is only by a Takan and a Bakzeira. Only by a Takan and a Gzeira do you need the Chachamim to be greater B'Chachamim to repeal it. Or as the Miri said, if the Tam is Batal, you need a formal vote at least. But that's only by a Takan and a Bakzeira. But by a Din D'Oraisa, we invoke the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, I think it's Chav Beis Amar Aleph, that Yiftach is Bedoros Kishmul Bedoro. Now Yiftach wasn't as great as Shmuel HaNavi, but you go to the Chacham, Asher Yibayami Mahen. And therefore, by Adin D'Oraisa, you have no concept at all of this notion of repealing and being greater B'Chacham than Minyan. In fact, I remember he told us there was a Sefer written in the 80s against Rav Moshe. Because Rav Moshe Zatzal sometimes in the Chuvas would argue on the note of Yehuda and Rabbi Kivager, he says, how could, first of all, it's a chutzpah to say such a thing, but he wrote it not of a covetic ray, but the whole premise of the Sefer is wrong. When there's no concept of precedent in halacha. I mean, up to the Gemara, after the Gemara, no one can argue on the Gemara, but after the Gemara, the Ramar writes in Simon Chafei and Choshe Mishpat, you can have an Achron that argues on a Rishon, as long as he's entitled to an opinion, he's a Gadol, he has Rayas. That's the Ramah in Choshe Mishpat Simon Chafei. We learned this summer. And the Gon is Mitzayim, the Gemara Bo Mitzayim, Pehem, and Alpha Ravina, Ravashi, so far Ra. That wasn't just a historical statement. The Gon was saying a halachic statement. Whatever the Gemara says goes, and you can't argue on the Gemara. But after that, Chazanish sometimes argues on a Rishon, there's no problem. Ramosha could argue on the Note of Yehud in the Rabbi Kivager. The whole premise of the Sefer was wrong. And that's exactly when Gedolim, the Gedolei Achronim write tshuvas and they quote Rishonim before them or early Gedolei Achronim, they're trying to convince us, Lamaisa, trying to, you know, this is what I think the din is. But they don't have to. If it's a Bayad Din D'Oraisa, we have this din of Yiftach Bedaro Kishmul Bedaro. That's fundamentally different than Takanas and Gzeiris. So if you hold like this Rambam, that the Rambam has this Chiddush and Hilchos Mamrim, so then. It's counterintuitive because you think by D'Oraisa, you know, once it's instituted, but you see not that way. By D'Oraisa, you see anything that's D'Oraisa, you can have a later Gadol argue. Even if it's not greater B'Chachmim, Yiftach was not as great as Shmuel HaNavi, and he still could argue on it. That's kufa that chiddush of the Gemara. So if you say like this, so maybe now we could get a little bit of an inkling if we say maybe what was the machlokes between Rabbeinu HaKadosh and the Chacham by Tisha B'Av. Poshup shot, you think Tisha B'Av is a Takanas Chachamim. Poshup shot, you think it's a Takanas Chachamim. But if you somehow can prove that Tisha B'Av is a Din D'Oraisa, then in fact you can understand why Rabbeinu HaKadosh wanted to get rid of Tisha B'Av. How could he get rid of Tisha B'Av? And how you can answer Taisus Kashas. So it could be, you know, there's a famous Rambam in Pirik Vav and Nichols Beis HaBechira, Halacha Ted Vav and Halacha Ted Zayin. We know there's a few times the Yidim went into Eretz Yisrael. You know, they went in with Yoshua, which is called Kitcha Rishona, and then they went in back with Ezra, which is called Kitcha Shnia. And Tosis has the Avamus that, you know, maybe Avram when he went in, but that's a Rabbeinu Chananel, it's a Chiddush, it's a very big Chiddush that sheet. Let's stick with the standard shot. Where Yoshua brought the Yidim in, that's called Kitcha Rishona, and Ezra brought him back to Kitcha Shnia. So, how do we paskin? So we paskin that Kitcha Rishona is Lav Kitcha Loss of Lavo. Why? Because, as the Rav Zatzal said, that the Kiddush of Yoshua was told in Kibush, it was divide and conquer, and once we were thrown out, the Kiddush evaporated. However, in Yerushalayim, it's stuck. In the Mikdash, Makom HaMikdash is stuck forever. And that's what the Rambam coins the phrase, Shechina Eina B'Teila. When Ezra brought the Yidden back, the Rambam calls that not kibush, he calls it chazaka. So the way the Rav interpreted chazaka was is that Ezra took the kedusha and the makam hamikdash and expanded it to all of Eretz Yisrael. That's why kiddush shni is kiddush lasa level, because the genre of kiddush in Eretz Yisrael by Ezra was kiddush shchina everywhere, whereas kiddush rishon was divide and conquer. Once we got thrown out, it got evaporated. But kiddush shni lasts forever. Where did this concept come from of shchina to betayla? So Rav Zulti wants to claim the Gemara says in Brachas and Nechesim and Beis, Darshan's on the Pasuk Lecha Hashem Agdula V'Agvura, and it says Netzach Zo Yushalayim. So that's the Makar of Shechina and B'Teilu. So the Ravid there argues, says, no, fakir. The Ravid says, if you go to the Makam HaMikdash, nowadays you're not Chayav Karis. Could be the Miri and Shavuz that Dvav HaManav says, there still might be an Isser Lav, maybe not Chayav Karis, but Poshup Shah and the Ravid, it's Hetter Gomer. In the Magen Avraham Paskins like the Rambam, you can't go to the Makom HaMikdash Bizman HaZeh. The Chayalim are there only because of Pikuach Nefesh. But I think Prime Minister Sharon must have held like the Ravid when he went there. But Lamaisa, I don't know if that's what he had in mind, but okay, he went there. But you see that this Machloikis, you see this Machloikis between the Rambam and the Ravid, it's very possible to say, and it is, that this is a legitimate din. You're right. So Rebbeinu HaKadosh says many times in Shas, a Lashon, makrivin afal b'shem bo bias. You can makriv a korban even though you have no bias. So it's possible to suggest the following, that they were arguing not on a din de Rabbanan. They were arguing on a level de Yeraisa. What Rebbeinu HaKadosh saying, why have Tisha B'Av? Why should you have Tisha B'Av? You don't need an edifice or a structure. You have the Makom HaMikdash. That's enough Shechina and B'Teilu. And the Chum say, no, we don't hold like that. So kind of like, you know, the Chum would be saying more like what? More like the Ravid. And the Rambam is going well with the Chacham. So that, but what you gain from that is that it's a legitimate Din D'Oraisa. You don't have that Kashas and Taisas and Megillah. Because based on that Rambam, that our whole, the Kotzi Yushami, this whole concept in our Sugya doesn't apply to Din D'Oraisa. Applies only to Takanas and Xeris. So that's one way to say it. Another way to say it is that everyone agrees Shina and B'Teila, but maybe there's a machloikis in Tanoim, whether it's a chiv or a matter. The chinuch has, the mitzvah's tough men, that it's only a matter. Makriv nafu b'shem obayis. You have a heter, but there's no chiv. That might forever a stira, not a stira, but a machloikis between Rebbe and Rebbe Yechanan. The Gemara says in Yevamos and Ayin Tesem Beis, says, Bikesh chacham in lahater nesinim, b'imei Rebbe. So Rebbe says, oh, they were pilpling about the Gibeons. Rebbe lived in, what, 200 CE, long after the Churban. So the Gemara says in Yevamos and Ayin Tesem Beis, well, what are we going to do about their Chelik Mizbeach? How are we going to deal with the Gibeons, you know, the Givonim? What should they do, the Nesinim? What should we do about their Chelik Mizbeach? So Bechon says, what do you mean Mizbeach? There is no Mizbeach. So Rabbi HaKadosh says, yes, there is. Shechinah Nebetela. It's Makriv Nafim Shem Bobayis. So it seems like Rabbi Yechanan held that the way. But Rabbi Yechanan is Vochim, and Kuf Yudam and Aleph, Kuf Zayin and Beis, has a Machlish Bechon Shlokish, if we're Makriv a Korban outside, in the new groundbreaking outside. If we be makar v'korban, so according to Rabbi Yechanan, what's the din? Rabbi Yechanan says you're chai of karis. Rish Lakish says you're not chai of karis. Why does Rabbi Yechanan say you're chai of karis? Kitchu l'shaita. But I thought Rabbi Yechanan almost said not that way. So the word is that Rabbi Yechanan holds, if you can do it, you can be makar v'korban. That's why if you do shchut chutz out here, you'd be chai of karis. But there's no chiv. Rabbi held it was a chiv. So maybe that's a second mahalach, a second way to say over to machalikis. But again, it's on a level derisive. The Chum held it was only a matter, so it's been downgraded. The Beis Hamikdash, we had the Beis Hamikdash, it was a chiv. Now we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, it's a matter. So for that, we have mourning, we have Tisha B'Av. No, Rabbeinu HaKadosh says it's a chiv, the same chiv. So why have Tisha B'Av? So that's a second way to say it over. Why it's not a, but again, it's on a level derisive. Maybe a third way to say it is, Zulti doesn't say this exactly, but maybe we could say it over like this. The Chiddush Yaran in Rosh Hashanah, he has 2 days, you know, because the Gemara says that Mi'ikar Adin, Medina de Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, and Bechesed Beis, all the fasts we do is Ratzu Misana, Ratzu Ein Misana. Medina de Gemara, we don't have to fast. We, the Bahag says, we accept it upon ourselves a chova that we have to fast. So Shulchan Aruch quotes. But Tisha B'Av is Medina de Gemara. Shiny Tisha B'Av, Shehuch Pelu Bo Tzaris, that the Tzaris were doubled. So Chiddush Yaran has 2 days. What does that mean? And that Gemara in Bechesed Beis, does it mean that Beis Hamikdash happened twice, the Churban itself? Or does it mean that Tisha B'Av is a day of calamity for Gans Klal Yisrael? 5 things happen, the Mishnah says in Tainus. You know, Beitar, you know, Avosenu, not to go in the Midbar. So like the Rav has that Rosh and Divrei Yomim, that you should subsume all the tragedies on the day of Tisha B'Av. We say they say all the tekinas about the Shoah then at that day too as well. But it could very well be, if you hold Divrei Kabbalah and Divrei Torah Dami, I don't know if you have to get into that Machleis Balmor, Rebar Tzaloni, whether Divrei Kabbalah is Divrei Torah Dami. But basically, it's a Machleis Magen Ram Taz. Does a Chol Shein Bo Sakan have to fast on Tisha B'Av? It's totally whether it's the Oraisa or the Rabbanan. Does it have a status, the Oraisa? So it could be that maybe if you hold that Tisha B'Av, what is Tisha B'Av? Is it solely a lack of Karbanos? So Rabbeinu HaKadosh says, yeah, but we don't have a lack of Karbanos because you can do it. Chumash Tanur, it's much more than that. On a level, he writes that the day of Kalam is day of mourning. It's like the Rambam writes in the Perish Mishnah, during Bayis Sheni, did they fast Tisha B'Av? Yes, they did. Why? What do you mean? You have Bayis Sheni? Because it's not just the cessation of Karbanos. It's much more than that. So if you say like that, so then Lamaisa, you could for what Tosis Kashas were in Megillah, because it's based on a Din D'Oraisa. This whole topic we have in Hamad Alpha applies to Takanos and Gzeiros, according to the Rambam with Yushalmi. I'm not sure if the Bavli agrees to that, but that's what the Rambam writes, and the Rambam holds Ladin. And that would be the distinction. The only problem I've always had with this Mahalach of Rav Zhulti is that if you hold that's the. It's not just a problem with Rav Zhulti's Mahalach, but if you hold Rebbe. A little bit it is. If your old Rebbe was Bikir Lakor Tisha B'Av, what do you do with the Pusik in Scharia? Pusik says in Scharia, Mefeirush, that there's a Tzom Chamishi, right? It's Tisha B'Av, no? So according to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, what do you do with that Pusik? Why is there a Pusik that says Tzom Chamishi? Okay, but Lamaitz, that's what I wanted to bring out, this Chiddush of this Mahalach of the Rambam, based on this Gemara, Halach Lamaitz. Okay, I wanted to finish up with, we have a few minutes, and that is about something in Yonet Yom, okay? Before Yom HaDin. Regarding the din of Mitzvah Srichas Kavana and regarding Shofar, okay? The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that according to Rava, Daf Chav Chesem and Aleph, the Gemara says that Rava says Tokei Lashir is good. If you blowing the Shofar because you enjoy the musical enjoyment of it, so Rava says it's good, and the Gemara, Rava compares it to stuffing a person with matzah. There were Persians that stuffed the guy with matzah on the night of the Seder. And the Gemara says, you yotze too if you hold mitzvah saying Shrichas Kavana. The Gemara compares the two together on the Chav Chesem and Aleph. And later on Chav Tesem and Aleph, Reb Zeira argues and says, if you don't have Kavana for Shofar, it's not good, you're not yotze. So it's a Poshup Shad, it's a Machlik Zanaroyim, Rav and Reb Zeira, as to whether you yotze or not. So if you look in the Rambam, the Rambam is Soser himself. The Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah says that if someone's forced to eat the matzah, it's Yetzer. Whereas when it comes to Hilchos Shofar, the Rambam writes that if you tokei l'shir, you're not Yetzer. So you see the Rambam holds Mitzvah Srichas Kavana by matzah, Mitzvah Srichas Kavana by Shofar, but Mitzvah Ein Srichas Kavana by matzah. So it's a steer in the Rambam. So I want to offer four different malchim to answer this Rambam, okay? How do we answer this steer in the Rambam? So, firstly, Kesef Mishnah right on the spot, start with the Kesef Mishnah, quotes the Ran, who says that we have a klal of Misasek, and Misasek is B'chalom V'arayas, is Chayiv Shekein Nen. Misasek normally is Pater, but by Chalom V'arayas, where you get Hana, you're Chayiv Shekein Nen. The Hana supplants the lack of Kavanah. Fine. That's by Yisur. So the Ran has a Chiddush Niflo. The Ran takes that theory and puts it in the realm of mitzvahs. And the Ran says that even though you had no kavana when the matzah was stuffed down your throat, but the bottom line is you ate it. So we would say misasek normally, but chayev shekeinen. Chayev here, your yotzezai. Here it's not Yisurim, it's mitzvahs. It's a very interesting concept when you find Rishonim that take a theory that in the Gemara is only found by Yisurim, and they expand it to a realm, like the Gemara has it, we spoke about it last year in the Chabur, by Arvis, right? By Arvis, Kol Yisrael Reden Zebezeh, the Gemara only has it by Averis, the two places in Sanhedrin. And the Rishonim expanded to mitzvahs, by Ngafa Bishi Yotza Motze. So in the same vein here, so the Ran has this stunning Chiddush, where the Ran says that Mikra Din, we paskin, Halacha Lamais, it seems like, Al Pi Halacha, it seems like mitzvahs, srichas kavan is the rule. Shofar is the rule, right? Matzah is the exception, but you fulfill it because why? You really are having kavanah because misasek. It's an interesting din. In the back of the matzah frying, he has some chidushim very beautiful. You know, there's a machlokes machaber amah on the first night of Sukkot is misasek, not misasek, is mitzdar a ptur on the first night of Sukkot. So the machaber says it is, and the Ramah says it's not. So he has a beautiful hesber and lomdus based on this. And the Rav said, Zatzal said a similar hesber. What's the nature of the mitzvah sachila on the first night of Sukkot? Is it a mitzvah sachila, or is it a mitzvah yeshiva that manifests itself by eating? If you hold it to a mitzvah sachila, then misasek, let's say a guy doesn't know anything, and he happens, or someone stuffs it down his throat on the first night of Sukkot. So then if you'd say it's a mitzvah sachila, you'd be yaitzeh. With misasek, shekai shkenena, but if it's a mitzvah yeshiva, then you'd say not that way. So that's a very interesting chiddush that he points out, and he that's the chiddush that he says. That's the first mahalach that Kesef Mishnah quotes the Ran to answer that steer in the Rambam. Second mahalach is as follows. It could very well be the Rav has a lot about like this, but it's based really on the Mechamas Hashem and the end of Rosh Hashanah. Very beautiful. That the din of tkiyas is a din in tefillah. You know, I think the Rav, the way he said it over was that shofar is like davening without any words. It's davening, you don't need to have the words. It's in the context of tefillah, right? That's why the Brisker Rav has that big chiddush. You shouldn't answer Baruch Aruch Shemo during Chazar Shashatz because to be yaitzeh, the tekiyas has to be al seder abrachas. And if you say Baruch Aruch Shemo, maybe you're not yaitzeh the whole seder abrachas and the whole shofar, you wouldn't be yaitzeh. That's a chiddush, okay? It's a chiddush, but nonetheless, it's a din of tefillah. And the truth is, there's a Tosis in Pesachim on Kuftet Vavam and Aleph that writes, he says, a lashon that tkiya tefila boy kufanet fe, the end of the Tosis on Kuftet Vavam and Aleph in Pesachim. Has a lashon like that tkiya tefila boy kufanet fe. What's going on? Tefila tkiya? Yes, because tkiya is a din of tefila. Mamish has a din of tefila. Al pi din. Could be Rashi might mean like this. Al Torah, I think Rashi touches Zichron Tefillah as being Zichronos Machus Shofros. Rabban, I think, asks on him there. That's Davening's Drobonon. But could be maybe, you see, it's Hainu Hach. So it could be like this. And we all know the famous theory the Rambam has, Reb Chaim, in Hilchos Tefillah. Right? The Rambam says you need Kavan of all, throughout all of Shemon Esrei. And then the Rambam writes another place, you only need Kavan, the first Bracha. So the Reb Chaim develops, there's, you know, two types of Kavanah. Kavanah of Omid Lifnei Hashem, that you need from beginning to end. Kavanah of Perish Amilim is only Ma'akev on the first bracha. But the bottom line is tefillah bli kavanah is not a tefillah. If you don't have a kavanah in your davening, it's a zero. So it could be that would answer this theory in the reverse way. The Rama holds Mikra Adin Pesach, Hilchos Pesach, Hilchos Chometz Matzah. Matzah is the rule. Mitzvah is ain't Shrichas Kavanah. But the Rama will pass in Halacha Lamaisa that shofar is different because they didn't have tefillah. It's a din of tefillah, halacha l'maisa. So it's a din of tefillah, that's why it's going to be different, and tefillah b'li kavan is nothing. So that's a second mahalach that you could say pshat in the Rambam. Third mahalach is maybe we could say, there is a Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas on Daf Yud Beis and Manav. I don't remember where it is in Daf Yud, but it's on Yud Beis and Manav. You know, the Gemara has a whole shiloh there. If a guy's holding a cup of beer, and he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, and he had in mind to say Brei Pri Gafen, and then he realized it's beer, because he thought it was wine, but it really was beer, and then he saves himself and he says, Shehakel. Sorry, do you go bus or the Psich or the Chasim? So the Gemara has a Yibayah, the Ifshiter there, it's Machlagis Riff and Tysus, as to whether you have to repeat a Brach or not. Okay. But there's a Rabbeinu Yonah there that quotes that he says he doesn't understand. He says, what do you mean? You don't need Kavana. Mitzvah Sin Shichas Kavana. It's a big deal. You ended up doing it good. Oh, with a Bruchat Hashem, you thought it was wine? Who cares? You don't need Kavanah anyway. So he says an amazing teretz. He says, that machlokas in Shas, and I meant to stress that, so I'll say it now. This machlokas, mitzvah Kavanah, is by mitzvah d'oraisa and mitzvah d'rabanan. The Gemara has it all over. It has it by mitzvah d'oraisa, it has it by korech, which is d'rabanan. So you should know just from the Gemara, the machlokas definitely applies to both mitzvah d'oraisa and mitzvah d'rabanan. And we paskin, the Magen Avraham quotes the name of Chuvus Rabbaz. By mitzvahs d'oraisa, we pask in mitzvahs Shrichas Kavanah. By mitzvahs d'rabanan, we pask in mitzvahs ain Shrichas Kavanah. And the Gaon argues. The Gaon says that both mitzvahs d'oraisa and mitzvahs d'rabanan, we say mitzvahs Shrichas Kavanah by both. I want to also note, we should know, what are we talking about when we talk about this? Chayyadim says beautifully. Chayyadim says, Tokei Lashir is the perfect example. Let's say you have a Yid who's never heard of Hanukkah in his life. Never heard of Hanukkah in his whole life. And he happens to light a candle on Hanukkah. Is that guy Yotze? says the Chayyadim, he's not Yotze, even according to the Modern Mitzvah, same Shuchas Kavana. That's ridiculous. He doesn't know it's Chanukah. That's Misase. It's not Yotze at all. And let's go to the other stream, says the Chayyadim. Let's say a guy's the biggest Tzaddik in the world, and for the split second right before he lights, he starts thinking about the ballgame. So you see, thinking about a ballgame, still can be a tzaddik, right? All right. So, but let's say the second before he lights, he starts thinking about the ballgame. What's the din? He says, of course he's Yotze. Even according to the Modern Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. Because Kol also, Das Rishon also. He started, he's getting ready. So what's the machlokes? The machlokes is Tokei L'Shir. You do a maisa, you blow the shofar, but you had it and you have it from, you like the musical sound. Not for L'Shem Mitzvah, the Kabbalah Somok Shamayim. That's the machlokes in Shas with the Mitzvah. It's very important to say that over. You have the two extremes, the two polars. The Yid on Chanukah, everyone agrees not to be Yotze. Even the Manon Sol Mitzvah Saint Shuk's gone. And the guy who split seconds thinks about something else as a big tzaddik, even according to the Mandar Mold Mitzvah, he's the one who's going to be Yotze. Machlokes is when you do the maisa, when you have something else in mind. So, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, that machlokes in Shas is where there's a maisa. When you do a maisa, do you need kavan or not? But if the whole mitzvah is hung on just dibor alone, then without a kavan, it's a nothing. So shofar is like that. It's a sound with what? The sound, the mitzvah, according to the Rambam, shofar is a mitzvah of shmiya. Against the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, Nusach HaBracha is litkoa. Rambam says, it's lishmoa kol so. Mitzvah is the shmiya. Right? The Rambam Hilchos Shmita Yovel says, Yom Kippur Shayov, it's a mitzvah tkiya. But the Rambam writes, the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah is a mitzvah shmiya. Ain't because in Gezel, the Rambam writes, because the mitzvah is shmiya. Rambam says, you have a stolen shofar for Yom Kippur Shayov, it wouldn't be good. And that's why Rabbi Bezek Frank writes, you cover over the shofar. Why do you cover over the shofar before you blow? To highlight that it's not the tkiya, it's the shmiya. So if that's the case, it's possible maybe to suggest a third mahalach, and to say the Rambam paskes mikra din, again, that matz is the ikur. Matz is the rule, mitzvah same shechus kavana. Why is shofar different? Shofar is different not because of what? Not because of din tefillah, but because it's dibor, it's a sound. And the sound without a kavana is meaningless. And that's why you have to have an exception to the rule. Okay, and then lastly, fourth mahalach that we could say in the Rambam is as follows. There is a... There is a famous Ritva and Sukkah and Daflam and Amar Aleph. The Gemara says on Daf Tes and Aleph and Sukkah that Sukkah Kzul is possible because it quotes a drasha Chag Sukkah Tassim Chot. So Frek Tais is all the Rishonim say typically mitzvah Bob Aver. So the Ritva quotes Bali Ataisis. We don't have the Tais on the Daf and Shas, but the Ritva quotes Bali Ataisis. That you only say mitzvah bal baver and mitzvahs that engender ritzui. What is ritzui? Special appeasement to Hashem, special relationship. A kapara, you get a kapara. And he quotes luluf, shofar, and karbonis. And he says kiyotzeben. I don't know what the kiyotzeben would include. I thought maybe tefillah, maybe the guy stole a sitter. I don't know. I'm not sure. But he says luluf, what's the makar and shas that luluf's ritzui? So Rav Warman Zatzal pointed out, Tainus Bezim and says, Lulu is Maratz Almayim. We pray to the Avishter appeasement Almayim. And Karbonus is a Ritzui for Kapara. Where's the marker that Shofar is Ritzui? So the Gemara has in Rosh Hashanah and Chavav and Aleph that the Shofar is considered to be Kilifnim Domi. There is a cloud, Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegor. So you can't use gold. Right? You can't use gold because it reminds us of the Egel HaZahav. So the Gemara says, so what's the problem of the shofar? Why is shofar considered to be a problem? So the Gemara says, the Kohen Gadol cannot wear big day Zahav, Difnim, because Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegor. We only do that Kilifnim Domi. So the Gemara says, why is shofar have a cloud Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegor? It's not done in the Kilifnim Domi. The Gemara says, no, the Zichron Kasi is Kilifnim Domi. The Gemara says, no, shofar is considered to be kilifnim domi because it conjures up our lives to Hashem and Hashem has to judge us. So it's considered to be kilifnim domi. So that's ein lecha ritzui gedol mizu. So on there we will say the din of mitzvah bal baveira. Only on mitzvahs that engender ritzui. Sukkah is not one of those mitzvahs. Even though it's interesting to me, sukkah is chal shem shemayim chagigah. Gemara has it on Testament Aleph, but it doesn't have this element of ritzui. So that's why you need to dig up a pasuk that a sukkah gzula is a problem. So I was thinking, so maybe you could suggest that if you hold that there's an element of ritzui by the shofar, which makes it unique and special, so maybe what emerges is a fourth mahalach, that the Rambam holds, again, matzah is the rule. Again, the second, third, and fourth mahalach is that Rambam holds mitzvah, matzah is the rule. But shofar is different here because shofar is ritzui. There's no way you can gain a ritzui to the Eibishter unless you have kavanah. How can you have ritzui unless you have kavanah? So Mela, the second mahalach is out tefillah. The third mahalach is out shmiyah. And the fourth mahalach is out ritzui. And that element of ritzui might be very mechudish. I was thinking maybe you could add on, because we're coming to all the chagim, you know, the famous Rashi is thinking in the beginning of Lulav HaGozel. It says Lulav HaGozel is possible. Why does Rashi say? Because of Hiddur Mitzvah. Taisa says, well, Hiddur Mitzvah is not Likuva. So maybe you could say this. Maybe you could say this word. If you say that Lulav is to engender Ritzui, I don't know, it's a Chiddush what we're suggesting. But if you hold that Lulav is to engender Ritzui, so maybe Hiddur by Lulav or Hiddur by Mitzvahs that are supposed to engender Ritzui are Likuva. Because here you're trying to engage in a mitzvah to accomplish ritzui with the Eibishter, and you don't do it in a beautified way, maybe you could entertain a svara that otaka would be likuva, maybe. And that would forever Rashi in the beginning of Lulav HaGozel against the Taisus. But Lamaisa, that's what you hear when you hear the shofar. We Bez Yashem should maybe have this in mind, that it's considered to be kilifnim domi, and because we have the ritzui, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us all a happy, healthy year, and should have brachah atzlach with the mishpachas, and only good health. Okay, we'll stop here. Yes.
Maybe that was what. Other than saying to me, come on, to me, 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 to me